N for ZLK. KB2HXS.
Okay, N for ZLK. I just got back in after lunch. How are you, Dave?
I knew that. I saw you climb in the truck.
I thought you sounded like you were sitting right here beside me.
Oh, I'm nowhere near you.
In line of sight to the repeater, out here in Easley, because it's a perfect signal.
Wow, I just heard Jenny input.
11 or so.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I'm on 11, or up on 11 somewhere.
I am currently on Pumpkin Town Road.
I go home every day.
Still about 26 or 27 minutes to my destination.
I know you can take that all the way to 178. I don't know if the GPS will cut you across at Pumpkin Town over to 11 or not. That's how I go home, New Hope Road, all the way to 11.
Right here on, looks like 276, and then brings me around a little bit. Sonny?
I think, right on 276, I'm not sure where you are now.
178.
Much better. Boy, that just cleared everything up. Okay, yeah, it took you all the way down there. Taking you all the way down Pumpkin Town Road. When you went through the little four-way intersection of the metropolis of Pumpkin Town, that's where I turned right there to go home.
Yeah, I just popped into that Sphinx down there in Travelers 25 where Pumpkin Town turns off. I just popped in there for a minute.
Yeah, if you're going all the way to 178, that's a pretty drive. It's curvy, but it's pretty.
I'm having a big truck.
Get home at night. I'll leave it at the building.
Yeah, you don't want the responsibility of that at your house.
I don't want the responsibility of being off the clock and driving it. They would not appreciate that.
Oh, no, I know. You don't work for a type of company where you can take the company vehicle home. You know, you can't do that.
One time it came in on the weekend, and not even in Greenville. It was up in Spartanburg, a whole lot bigger place with cameras. And he took one and went and moved, helped a friend move. And he no longer is employed.
Yeah, I could see that.
That one of his finer decisions. So, for the world to go around.
What are these farms here I'm passing on the left? Is a big old farm area here.
The Sphinx there, not far.
Do what?
Sphinx there in Marietta, just a few minutes ago.
See.
Sorry, I totally didn't copy what you said.
Yes, I left the Sphinx about 10, 15 minutes ago, and I'm just coming up a little rise here, and look off to the left, and look like there's rows and rows of those plastic rows there that looks like a strawberry farm or something.
Got that. Yes, that is. They grow all kinds of, usually tomatoes in there. I think they'll have tomatoes. They do grow strawberries, tomatoes, and peppers, I think, but they've got several places along there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm in kind of BFE right now, but I'm just coming around the bend here. No, this is nice. Nice little ride. I don't mind.
You might see some wildlife, so be careful.
Okay, I'm pretty wild myself.
Armadillo season, though, because I've seen two dead armadillo in the last couple days.
Yeah, I think the little critters are starting to move around a little bit, and we've been seeing some dead ones on the road, too.
And way up in this area. Spreading northward, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, let me hang the mic up. Well, actually, let's give a little pause and see if John is in there. I have to get John's call now. Goodness, you know John's call. Why don't you give him a holler? KB2HXS Mobile.
K4WCO.
Hey, John.
Hello, Dave. Just pulling out of the parking lot here at Ingalls. Get the car in front of me, will ever go. so 15 minutes up the road, and we will be there.
Have it in front of me.
Actually, had a nice lunch at Two Bros Pizza. I didn't get pizza today. I got something different.
No, when we go to Easley, it's hard to drive by Pete's and not stop. We're big fans of Pete's Number 6. Even though the old restaurant had a lot more charm to it than the new place.
One in front of Lowe's, didn't they? Or near Lowe's?
Yeah, Tuesday.
In that parking lot, I'm very selective about where I eat because I've got to be able to park. In a lot of places, there's no room.
A couple of cars out of the way with that big truck, Shane?
Could, I'm sure, but that'd be another one of those career-ending decisions.
Talking to us and UPS don't know.
Where are you coming?
I'm coming up Pumpkin Town Road.
Very good. Yeah, well, we ought to get there about the same time then.
Sounds good. Oh, coming to a four-way stop. Gotta hit the brakes. Yeah, I'm right here by a Dollar General in the four-way stop.
Dave, there's a little Pumpkin Town Cafe there on your left. You need to stop there sometime if you're out in this area. They have really good food. It ain't nothing to look at. It ain't pretty. I bet Shane could tell you how good it is.
Good, and it's very busy just about every morning. I think they close around 2, maybe 1:30, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, something like that. But in the morning time, they are packed out. And that's the metropolis of Pumpkin Town, Dave, so be careful.
Bony Fife or whatever or what?
Well, it's just the local citizens. But that's it. That's Pumpkin Town.
Okay, well, my wife wants to try, what is that, Aunt Sue's ice cream or something?
If you turn right there, that would take you out there. We go by it. They're usually closed when I go by it. They were going to sell. They had it up for sale, the owners, and I'm not sure if somebody bought them or if they decided not to. But they've got food there and an ice cream there during the summertime.
A town cafe. All right, I got to tell the wife about that.
Recommend the hamburger steak with gravy and onions. Probably the best I've ever had. And, boy, we haven't eaten at Aunt Sue's in several years. I'm wondering, Shane, do you know if they still have the Sunday buffet?
Interference when you asked that. I heard what you asked, but I'm assuming it was me. I do not know. We have not eaten there in years as well, even though we live right near there.
That's funny. You're asking a truck driver about a buffet.
Like he's hit too many buffets. Me, on the other hand, that's a totally different story.
See, this is a slim truck driver here. I have eaten at some buffets, but I can't eat much. I eat the same wherever I go, usually.
A few buffets in my day driving truck, but, you know, being a bed buggy, you work it off.
Freaking nights, I take a little snack, but some guys would pack a meal or stop for at a 24-hour place to eat, but not me.
It's gonna be late. One of them brown trucks just pulled out in front of me. Shane, is that you? No, it's too small.
I don't know who it is if I saw them, but it's grown. There's so many people now. I used to know, you tell me where you were and I could tell you who the driver was and probably tell you the truck number, but not anymore.
That one, that. No problem, John. Take your time. Take your time. It's not raining. I'm happy.
And anyway, so, Shane, I'll see if I can get the truck number for you. Well, there ain't no truck number on the back of it. No, it's on there. I see where it is. I don't think my eyesight is good enough. Skills for the 6. How's that? Speaking of eyesight, I went down and got my South Carolina driver's license on Monday. And I did not pass the eye test. I put my readers on, and with a little bit of coaxing from the examiner, she passed me. But I think I need to get my eyes checked.
Doesn't mean anything. That's just to weed the people out. They want you to be able to not see in order to drive around here.
Pothole.
Hooked you through it.
Didn't she laugh at me a couple times? I mean, I had to read it 4 times before I finally got it. She just smiled and put her little signature on it. But my license says corrective lenses, but if I ever tried to drive with those readers on, holy cow, we'd all be dead.
English, right?
That you were very fortunate. They probably would not have been as accommodating. Everything I've done there at Pickens, whether it's the tax office or the DMV, it's like a dream compared to everywhere else around the Greenville area.
Dealing with Pickens County government is very easy.
Be anywhere else, they'll work with you, they won't work with you if you've got to have everything, got to have all your paperwork, got everything all in a row, and be able to read and everything else, which, you know, I guess it's okay, but they're just not as friendly. They won't even smile at you either.
Trouble again?
On a very ducky afternoon, WW4JET.
Hey, nice to hear you. It's been a little while. I don't know if you know Dave, KB2HXS. He's in here as well.
Present. Did you get that call? I got that call in 1989 on Long Island, New York. I've had it ever since. Friend back in the Gainesville, Georgia area. He's KB2DPY, so you and him got licensed about the same time.
My ex-wife was KB2DTF. Wow.
Before you?
Yep.
Timers, I tell ya.
I know he was. I didn't get my ham licensed until 1990. Might have been January of 91. I'll have to look it back up again. So I'm not nearly as old as you guys, except for Matthew there.
Until 1998. K4WCL.
1989. It was my novice call, and I held on to it because too many people know me by it. I'm a pretty popular guy. You know what I mean?
Dave?
I'm pretty modest, too.
23 here, so I'm just a youngin'.
Not the end good, don't worry. We'll break you in. We'll teach you the right ways. We'll teach you the ways of the Force.
You are not like a new ham. I mean, I've heard you call nets, and I know you're very into radio, so you don't sound like you just got your license not long ago.
Appreciate it. That comes with the territory, I guess. My occupation, 37 years. And, you know, not much has changed in the technology of that occupation regarding two-way communication.
It's clear and more legible. If you're this way on your occupation radio, then hats off to you, because I've listened to some of those guys.
Did you work on them or sell them?
Operator.
Oh.
To give you an idea, no, I did not work on them, nor did I sell them. I talked on them for that long, I guess 37 years now. Airline pilot for Delta.
Oh, okay. My cousin is captain right now for Delta. He flies at Long Island.
He's braver than I. I avoid New York, but I'm still, unfortunately, I do go through there quite a bit. There's a lot of us, so I likely do not know him, but that's okay. Maybe in the next year and 11 months, hint, hint, John, I'll have the opportunity to catch up with him. But if not, then I'll be laying low.
Anything like you, Dave. I'm sure he's very memorable.
He's pretty low key. He lived in Richmond, Virginia, actually Mechanicsville for a long time. When it was Southwest or whatever, then I guess they just merged. Not too long ago or something. And now he's a captain with Delta. His name is Gary Kurt. Captain Kurt is what I kind of make fun of him a little bit.
So the Northwest Airlines in 2014 actually was the merger. But Mechanicsville, Pennsylvania or Virginia.
I'm sorry, Mechanicsville, Virginia. Virginia.
Well, Northwest was pretty big up that way years back.
Yeah, since moved back to Long Island, living in Lindenhurst now, in Long Island. So I'm getting a little scratchy here, guys. Let me switch over to 5-2 so I can catch up with John. Shane, to get it, KB2HXS.
ADL going over to 5-2.
Nice to talk with you. And 4ZLK, Matthew, I'll be here for a minute.
How are you? I hope you had a good week.
Got called in on my day off, so it felt like it was twice as long, working an extra day. I don't know how that works, but anyway, it's been good. And we're supposed to roof my son's house tomorrow, help he and my other son and son-in-law and a couple friends. We're going to try to knock it out. It's not that big, and if the weather holds up, that'll be another busy day.
Be careful with that. I think the weather is slated to improve overnight tonight into tomorrow, and hopefully, worst case, if you get delayed with the weather, and Sunday's supposed to be real nice, I think.
Yeah, for some of us anyway. I don't know if everybody too. That'd probably be the best bet. Maybe get it dried in as good as possible before. I think there's some afternoon showers, and then Sunday's going to be beautiful. So hopefully it'll work out. But, yeah, we're doing good. I hope you and your family are. It's really good to hear you. Called you a couple times through the week. Wasn't sure what your schedule was, but I don't think I've heard you in a couple weeks.
I've been working a lot. I actually had some time off at the beginning of the month, so it kind of condensed the last half of the month, if you know what I mean. So a few days off here and then back on Monday. The plan is to try to get some work done this weekend on the GMRS antenna up in TR, get that replaced.
About that someday, since apparently I'm buying a GMRS radio. No, I'm just giving you a hard time. Is that the Shane there in 6 Mile that text was meant for?
Not going to let me live that down. No, he was interested in one, but then he got some other stuff and put it off, I guess. But it somehow got mixed up with somebody else, and I apologize once again, but you know how those those little brain pauses happen now and then.
I'm just teasing you a little bit about it. I've said, when you do that, make sure you're not complaining about anybody.
There, because once you hit send, there ain't no going back. I try not to get involved in that stuff. That's the best way, I think, to stay out of trouble. But, the goal is to swap out an antenna up there tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, because, nobody really wants to do it on Sunday unless we get rained out.
Where is it located in Travelers Rest? I don't know anything about the GMRS repeaters or anything. I haven't gotten into that spectrum of the radios or that part of the radio spectrum yet.
You will. You'll feel left out one day. No, it is off of Mush Creek up that way. And you'd probably be familiar. It's an old, it used to be an amateur radio location, actually. I don't recall the frequency or the call sign, though.
To a place there on Mush Creek for a field day, and I think the guy that owns property up there that we were at had a 440 repeater, but I don't know if that's who we're talking about.
It sounds like it. It goes back way back, and there was, I don't know, the demise of it, I don't really recall what it was all about, but It was converted a couple years ago, and it's been working good, but it's got an SWR problem, so that antenna's got to be swapped out. Probably we've got to check the Heli-X, make sure that the cable's good still, and then swap out that antenna.
Sorry about that. I went to make a turn into a place I was going to drop some pallets off, and they had the roadblock, so I had to find a place to turn around. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, Matthew. Not far. And hope everything works out for you on that antenna swap out. And look forward to talking to you again. Have a great weekend. And I hope you had a very blessed Easter. I forgot to mention that. WW4JET and 4ZLK.
Likewise, Shane. I hope you did as well. And we did. Thank you for mentioning it. It was great. And everybody is good here, so that's a good thing. Yeah, real quick on that, coming north on 85 last night, I missed the cutoff. They closed three lanes just around downtown Atlanta. And who would think at 10:30 at night that would have made a mess, but it made a mess. But I know how those road closures can be so soon. Anyway, take care. Have a good day, and be careful tomorrow. And 4ZLK is WW4JET. 73.